Hi, welcome to the State Assembly.
Thank you.
Tell us who you are and where's home.
So I'm Nick Schultz, and I'm going to be representing Assembly District 44. That's North Glendale, Burbank, and the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles.
Tell us a little bit about you. Who's at home? Do you have pets, family? What can you tell us about you?
So I got an incredible wife, Allie, and two amazing kids, Aiden, age 2, and then Ella, our daughter, who's age 3.5, turning 4 in April. And on top of all that, we got two cats, Liam and Lily.
Wow, it sounds like a nice home to be hanging out in.
Oh, what it's
about,
busy.
What about the district itself? You have a favorite spot, a restaurant?
Oh my gosh, I do. I have too many to count, but I would say if you're coming down to Burbank for whatever the reason, you got to go to the Granville on San Fernando. It's got the best mac and cheese in the world, and I'm a big comfort food guy.
That sounds absolutely delicious. Let's talk a little bit about what you did down there before you came up here. You were an assistant district attorney, I believe?
Oh, close. So I work at the California Department of Justice. I'm a deputy attorney general under AG Rob Bonta. Mm-hmm. I was in a special prosecution section that was devoted to combating organized crime, public corruption, human trafficking, environmental crimes. And then outside of all of that, since 2020, I've served on the Burbank City Council, most recently as mayor.
Sounds like this has been something you've been tracking towards for most of your life. Have you always wanted to be in politics?
I have always wanted to be a public servant. Truth be told, this is not something I was planning for until Assemblymember Friedman called me and said, hey, I'm running for Congress and you should think about running for my seat. It was not something that I necessarily saw myself doing now, but when my community needed me, I wanted to throw my hat in the ring and, you know, Lord knows there's enough good work we have to do.
There is. What are going to be the top priorities for Assemblymember Schultz?
Well, housing is going to be first and foremost for our district. I mean, in Burbank alone, for example, we have a 3-to-1 jobs to housing ratio. Jobs rich and not nearly enough housing. That's why you're seeing average home sale prices of $1.4 million. I mean, that's just beyond reach for the working people of my district. So adding more infill housing to our community, that's a top priority. Tackling homelessness. In my community, we've seen 3 consecutive years declines in our unhoused population. And I think that there's more that the state can do there as well. And then public safety, giving my background. I think we have to ensure that people feel safe in their community, and there's more that we can do to have a more fair and equitable justice system too.
And why is it that these are important to you? Is this something that comes from your upbringing, or is this something that, because of your work in the Department of Justice, you decided that this was another way to serve the public?
You know, my story starts in La Mesa, California. I was raised by a single mom. I was the first person in my family to go to college. We dealt with housing insecurity and food instability at a young age. So when I talk about investing in people and adding housing and looking at good job growth and addressing food insecurity, creating good jobs, investing in public education, I care about those things because that was very much my story. That's the only reason that I'm here. And I want every kid in California to achieve whatever they want to do. And the only way we're going to do that, and by the way, the only way we're going to tackle crime and really drive crime rates down is by investing in our human capital, investing in people.
Is California a leader in your view?
Oh, I think we have been and we're going to continue to be, especially in the months ahead. We're going to have a new administration in D.C. that has a very different set of values than we do. And right now is the time to stand up and fight, not just for our freedoms and to enshrine more protections, but to really continue to be that leader on the environment, on sustainability, a leader in every way that California can be and has been.
So welcome to the Assembly once again. Do you know where your office is yet?
Not yet, and I'm still trying to find the bathroom.